This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, especially the snowplow drivers out west, we thank you for the great job you're doing. And everybody else, regardless of what you're doing, thank you so very much for working on this Third Watch. Now, also to the over-the-road truck drivers that are out there, we appreciate everything you're doing. And please be careful if you're going over the mountain passes out west. It's not a good night. And everybody's got a chain up everywhere out there, so remember that. No skipping or by. They won't let you over the top if you don't chain up. Now, follow us on the Facebook page, and we have the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, let's go over to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline and emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I want to give a shout-out to Fred down in Sarasota. Hey, Fred, I hope you're doing well. And I don't know where you got the word Cove from. It's never been Cove. It's founderscode.com and Denise Simon. And we don't worry about that till she comes on. But you're right, it is founderscode.com. And I don't know how somebody got Cove out of Cove, but oh, well, sounds a lot like, right?
It's similar, yeah.
Yeah, okay, we appreciate him listening, and he said he bought the Black Velvet song.
Oh, that's very cool. That's right, well, a lot of miles, yeah, it's amazing.
Now, we're going to have our second in the series of discussions about Afghan and the aid and what's been going on there with our lieutenant commander, who we talked to last Friday, who's going to come back on Tuesday in the 5 o'clock hour. But the Biden argument has been that we can and should dispatch over $100 million of humanitarian aid, right?
Right, right.
And that we can safely fund and stock aid efforts to Afghanistan because somehow the Taliban won't get their hands on it, right?
Well, maybe. I think it's probably the opposite.
Well, you're right. That's pure fiction. And whoever said or convinced Biden or tried to make up the deal that the words that, well, this is going to take place, Mr. President, it's going to work like that. No, it's not. Let me give you an example. Taliban militants pulled guns. Yes, guns, on a United Nations aid convoy, and took over 3.7 tons of Australian flour that was to be delivered to some of Afghanistan's poorest families as the war-torn country faces a catastrophic famine. Well, those families didn't get it. The Taliban did, and the Australian government donated the vital baking staple through the World Food Program as part of a $100 million handout, which also includes other UN agencies. Now, this isn't especially surprising, Kyle, because it's how the Islamic terrorists routinely operate. They steal the stuff, and then they say, well, if you want it back, you got to pay us for it.
Yeah, that sounds like standard procedure.
And as I've noted, the UN agencies have been paying protection money to the Taliban for quite some time. We've talked about that at length.
Right.
So, here we go again. The Taliban network has an extensive and sophisticated tax collection network. Did you know that?
Well, no, I know that they have their hand in everything, basically.
Yeah, and they had that long before Kabul, which had all the usual elements of bureaucracy, registration, certificates, assessments, and all that. They even have what's called NGO coordinators to work with the nonprofit groups. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
And as an economist noted, Britain's foreign office has had to remind the NGOs not to pay taxes to the Taliban, but they're doing it anyway.
Right.
Now, the Taliban, at one point, provided a list of nonprofits that had registered with their commission for the arrangement and control of companies and organizations. The company included UN agencies, national and international NGOs, and human rights organizations, including those that rely on funding from a wide range of sources, which include both the UN and the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was back in 2013. When the Taliban had far less power and were less intimidating. Now, they rule the roost. And sending aid to Afghanistan right now, or funding, or both, is terrorism, period. I hate to say it, but that's what it is. Because the Taliban are going to get it, and they're going to decide who gets it on the other end, or whether or not they're even going to give it to the people that need to have it.
Well, the Taliban are not interested in doing anything really for the people. It's a failed state. What the video that we have seen out of Afghanistan, you know, you see them walking around the streets with their machine guns, stopping cars, and I mean, this is a major totalitarian state that has now evolved there, and the Taliban just make the rules pretty much, I think, as they make them up. And so, no, there is no organization there now in the traditional sense.
Yeah, hold that thought. We're going to take a break. Folks, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. But I think this guy's going to take us to break. He's going to give you the number. So here we go.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stand right there.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha. And thank you, Jeff, for doing that. Jeff in Sarasota. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. And again, Mike Lindell and company is 1,500 employees. Wish everybody the happiest of holidays. Hope everybody's had a Merry Christmas, and hope you're going to have a great Happy New Year. Because the great thing about the folks on this program is you supported and got behind MyPillow.com. And that helped. That really helped. Because remember, he was pretty much written off and left for dead by the big box companies that said, nope, we're not going to sell your products anymore because we don't like your politics. And that's what they told him in no uncertain terms. So, he wound up with all these products. He had to bring them back to the warehouse. And what was he going to do? Well, he was going to get people like me to mention what he does to help you make a good decision and buy some of these great products. I'm not the only one, but I am one of his many endorsers. And thank you so very much for going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code CAPTAIN. And thank you very much for buying all the things you've done there. Now, remember, they have a 60-day return on their products. So if you want to go over there, maybe you forgot something for Christmas, or maybe something else is coming up here towards the new year, go to the radio listeners page. There's well over 100 items that are there. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, or you can call them at 800-641-5459, whatever works for you. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, telephone number 800-641-5459, and take advantage of all the different things they've got there. It's not just about pillows, folks. They got plenty more stuff there, and you can even get something for your dog or cat there. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, In the surveys last week, this is what America told the Rasmussen reports. Number one, President Biden ended the polling week with a daily job approval rating of 41%. That's all the polls all across the aisle, the highways and byways. Okay?
Yep.
We also found out that Christmas remains the nation's most important holiday. And Americans say that more of them plan to attend a religious service to celebrate the holiday this year. That's up by 12% from what it was.
Very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. And nearly half of the Americans found the holiday season is actually more stressful than joyful and report they're having a little bit of trouble getting into the holiday spirit this year because of their financial situation.
Right. I can imagine. Yeah.
Now, Americans haven't finished, many of them had not finished shopping for their gifts come Christmas, and believe it or not, more than one in five says that they're going to be buying Christmas gifts after Christmas.
Oh, really?
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Well, maybe they're doing the Kwanzaa thing.
Well, you know, it was funny for me because I always try to, every year I say I'm going to get it done real early. This year, bought the last gift on December 23rd, and once I was done, I was very happy.
Well, and of course, here's an interesting one. Most Americans are concerned about the new variants of the COVID-19 virus, but Democrats are much more concerned than others, obviously, right?
And
they place a lot more trust in the vaccines that protect against the disease.
Yes, that's right.
No surprise there, right?
Right.
And an overwhelming majority of American voters believe that Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg's multi-million-dollar effort to influence the 2020 presidential election was a bad thing for democracy, and most still think cheating influenced the election outcome. Well, imagine that.
Right, yeah. It's. I think a lot of people, in one way or another, they don't know precisely. In other words, they're not going to spell it out, per se, but they have a sense about it only because of the way that things sort of unfolded that night.
Well, I can tell you the Republican attorneys, because I've talked to several of them, that got out in the states that were questioned, seriously questioned, and took a look at the machines and took a look at how they worked, and what happened, and when it happened, they figured it out. But the courts didn't want to hear it.
That's very true. And you know, Captain, almost all elections, especially the really big, you know, the big national elections, there's always going to be some fraud. But we were told there was no fraud. You know, it's that kind of thing that people kind of say, well, wait a minute. Now, there really was no fraud per se. And, you know, they were not happy that these things weren't run down the way that they really should have been.
Now, while the Democratic voters strongly support the House Select Committee's investigation of the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol, most Republicans and independents believe the committee has become simply a partisan weapon being used by the Democrats against former President Donald Trump and his supporters.
Right. Well, because they see what's happening, I think a lot of Democrats are also going to eventually arrive at that conclusion. Some of them will, some of them won't, when they see how it's really put together as we move into the new year.
Now, Republican voters overwhelmingly, by 2-1, say former President Trump represents their political views. But Democrats are less likely to say the same of President Joe Biden. And independent voters strongly prefer Trump to Biden. And the Hispanics strongly prefer Trump to Biden. Biden is in big trouble.
He is in big trouble, Captain. And if he had come into office and if he had governed more or less from the center
And not lied,
but didn't have these far-left policies and proposals and attempts to pass these huge bills and really be influenced by the squad, for example, if he had tried to govern from the center, be a uniter, and he wouldn't be anywhere near the problems he's having.
Remember, he said there weren't going to be any mandates, then we had mandates, and he said, well, I never said that.
Well, but that's Biden speak or Democrat Party elite speak. That's just that's just doing business.
And only 30% of all likely U.S. voters, regardless of their party affiliation, think the country is currently going in the right direction.
Yeah, that's 30%, you say?
Yeah.
Well, that's we're very worried about these 30% who are thinking that right now. But the opposite, of course, the other flip side, that's 70% don't think it's going in the right direction.
Now, you and I on the weekend on the New Year's show that we do traditionally, we're going to come up with the 10 biggest lies of the Biden administration for the year. And I'm not going to give any tips. I'm not going to give any clues as to what we're going to do. But I'm telling you, folks, hold on to your hats. It's going to get really interesting.
Oh, yes.
And nothing that I'm going to say can't be proved. Nothing.
And that's just going to be for 2021.
I'm that's right.
It's going to be in 2022.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, Vice President Kamala Harris has fired back at those people that say she's in too deep, and she sent a stern message to Democrats who say she's been set up to fail.
Yes, well, she's saying that, you know, they're saying that she's been handed an impossible portfolio. That's what some of these critics are saying. Well, I just have this to say, Captain. The presidency is an impossible portfolio, okay? And, you know, go back. This is the reason why Mr. Phelps put together the Impossible Mission Force, right? The IMF and the Impossible Mission Team to do impossible missions. Well, that's what the president and vice president are truly called upon to do. And I'll say something further as well, because she's saying, well, I'm just paraphrasing here. Oh, you know, well, I'm doing this and I'm set up to fail and I can't do this, like the border and all this stuff. Well, guess what? Everyday Americans, Captain, are handed an impossible portfolio, and they try to make ends meet. That's what life is like. But if she can't step up and do something and lead, well, no amount of trying to mitigate all this in the press is going to do any good.
Remember the NASCAR star who started all the Let's Go Brandon stuff because of the reporter?
Yeah, Brandon. Yeah.
He got canceled and lost his ride, his NASCAR ride.
You know, and that's very, very unfortunate. He's Brandon Brown. Of course, he's 28 years old, right? He talked about, you know, you want to be able to reach out to all the customers, right? That's what the advertising is about. But suddenly he was thrust into the political side of it, and that caused a lot of problems for him, yes. But he didn't do that on purpose. He was standing there doing his interview, and it was the interviewer who say, oh, they're chanting, let's go Brandon, when obviously they weren't chanting that.
Yeah. Now, Senator Kevin Cramer, a Republican from North Dakota, said that Charles Chucky Boy Schumer's decisions in the Senate are being motivated by the fear of an AOC challenge running against him for Senate.
I don't doubt it.
Oh, that's funny. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America. Third watch. Don't go anywhere. And I think I'm going to have this clever little person do this back again.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The VP's New Year's resolution helped strengthen voting rights as Vice President Kamala Harris appeared on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday morning and doubled down on the importance of passing the John Lewis Voting Rights Act
and the Freedom to Vote Act. Harris saying the stakes are too high to leave the issue unaddressed, expressing exasperation with half of the Senate for refusing to debate the legislation. For now, it all remains at a standstill. A new shortage, a glass bottle shortage affecting wineries and distilleries across the nation. The owner of a whiskey distillery in San Diego says they're living bottle to bottle a day at a time. Supply chain issues aren't just limited to bottles, of course. Distilleries and wineries also say they're having a hard time just getting a hold of corks and labels as well. And the demand is only increasing just ahead of New Year's Eve. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce. Heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we are going to do it. Thanks very much, Frank. Appreciate it. Frank will be around hour number four. By the way, people often ask me, why is it that I talk so much about Relief Factor? Well, it's because it's something that works for me. I am a person who has to live with pain. And if I don't take Relief Factor or a whole bunch of Aleve, then I'm in pain. So I've decided to take the Relief Factor because it's all natural. And it's designed to heal and take care of the problems that you've got. And I've been taking it now for coming up on 7 years. Now, the reason it works for me are the four ingredients that are in this. And the four natural ingredients are turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation by lowering or eliminating pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got going on. Now, it goes right straight to the source of the pain to take care of that. And I'm telling you, it works. And all you got to do is try the 3-week quick start. That's it. The 3-week quick start, discounted to $19.95 for 3 weeks, and see what it'll do for you. Now, I think it could really work for you because it's worked for me, and I wouldn't be telling you about it if this wasn't true. So go to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start. After all you got to lose is pain. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Captain.
Okay, my friend, let's get over here and take a look at something else here. Right now, Joe Manchin and his decision to vote or not to support the Build Back Better may have just saved four Democratic senators from re-election offices. And nobody's talking about that, but we will for a second.
Well, sure. Well, you know, Joe Manchin, you know, everything was sort of focused on him. And certainly the Democrats, Democrat Party elite, decided that they were going to focus on him, that they were going to make him public enemy number one. This is a member of their own party, by the way, because they couldn't get their way. They even tried to format it as such that he was standing up against democracy and keeping the wheels from turning and so on and so forth. But, Captain, this Build Back Better thing is not popular. And, you know, these other senators would likely suffer politically had they had to vote for it.
There are seven or eight Senate seats that are up for, that are too close to call. The polls that are there are pretty much 50-50 at the moment. And had four of these senators voted for this, which they would have been forced to, they probably would, that would have been their political death warrant. They would have been done. But as a result, not having to vote for this, and if it stays that way, then they may, in fact, be able to stay in office. But that still means that there's another four, five, or six out there that are in jeopardy, regardless of what happens, and they're probably not going to get elected, and the Republicans are going to pick that up. But I believe, still, that we're going to see a large pickup in the House of Representatives because people are sick and tired of AOC, of Nancy Pelosi, of Tlaib, of all that bunch, and they want to put them back down where they belong in a minority, far back in a minority.
You know, Captain, in the not-too-distant past, AOC and Tlaib and Omar, they would have been considered such fringe elements as to literally...
A.K.A. radical.
Radicals, as to literally be laughing stocks. But because they have been able to garner some support, and they've been able to get the essentially become media darlings in that sense, they've been able to sort of peddle a lot of this ridiculous nonsense, and it's caused many to be fearful, including Nancy Pelosi. She's tried to push back to them a little bit, but they believe that they would do so at their own peril. But the country itself, Captain, is repudiating the squad or their ilk, their philosophy, in real time now.
Now, I'm not sure whether or not the AOC thing is really going to come to fruition, but she has threatened, and there's plenty of comment going on in New York City, she has threatened to run against Charlie Schumer.
Well, you know, she can, but she also has to probably be aware that the Charlie Schumer political machine is pretty formidable, number one. Say what you will about...
It's more formidable than hers is.
Well, that's right. And say what you will about Chuck Schumer and his policies, his attitude, and his, you know, general performance as senator, but he can be very effective in that regard in terms of getting elected. That seems to me she may be getting outside of the so-called boundaries of...
Yeah, and while she may have 6 million or 7 million or maybe 8 million by now to do whatever she's going to do, he, Chuck Schumer, is one of those people in what they call the $100 million club.
Well, right, exactly. And, you know, Captain, she may also be proceeding from a false assumption that somehow that the state of New York wants to go as radical as she really, really
is. Well, not if you cut off everything north of Poughkeepsie.
Yeah.
Then it's a different story. Okay, let's talk about something here. Remember we talked last week about the Pfizer pills that they were going to come out with for the Omicron and all the other different viruses?
Right.
Well, we have a little problem going on there. The Pfizer antiviral pills, now come to find out, are posing risks for other medications like the drugs for statins, high blood pressure medication, and people are having serious reactions as a result of this. Blood thinners, antidepressants are also included in this, and people are having bad reactions that were on this experimental program. And that's not good when you're talking about the heart.
No, not at all. And that's why in any kind of instance, people need to be consulting with their own doctors about things that they're going to use to treat anything, really, obviously.
Yep.
So much research has to be done on this, but it can't simply be, oh, there's a pill, I need to take it and be done with it. Your doctor has to really sign off on this.
Now, you want to hear some good news?
Yeah.
Russia is withdrawing at least 10,000 and maybe as many as 25,000 troops from the Ukrainian border ahead of planned negotiations next month.
Yeah, that is essentially good news on its face. We're hearing the 10,000 number, but that's really about one-tenth of the troops that they actually have.
Yeah, but it could be as many as 25,000. That would be 25%.
That's true. So this, mm-hmm. so hopefully it's mm-hmm. a good sign. But ultimately, mm-hmm. though, after the first of the year, you could see some real mm-hmm. real stuff happen.
Now, I'm really sorry to have to report this, but yesterday we received a report about the police officer on duty deaths for 2021, and this was as of the first of the month. They hit a record high in 2021. Anywhere between 358 and 477 officers have been killed in the line of duty. This has not been finalized yet, but that total, even if it's a low end, is up 30% from what it normally was.
That's an incredibly...
And we're talking about line of duty deaths.
Yeah, this is a disturbing number, to say the least.
It is. Also, inflation is the biggest challenge that American families now face, and adding another $2 trillion to the nation's economy through the Build Back Better Act would further harm the nation's families, whether the administration and the Democrats in Congress want to admit that or not. That's what Senator Roy Blunt said yesterday on Fox News Sunday.
Well, right. Well, you know, Captain, the inflation acts as a tax, basically. It's an incredible tax on everybody. Any gains that people made with their with minimum wage, for example, or uh-huh. other things, or even the wage increases have been eaten up in the inflation. And that is not going to – they're not going to be forgiving on that anytime soon.
Yeah, absolutely true. And the Truckers Highway and Bible Report is coming up here in just about a minute or so. Well, actually, about 3 minutes. We have the break to go through. And little Dr. Fauci made the news again, conceding the Biden administration has to do a lot better on COVID testing. And he told the people that are riding the airplanes that if they don't care for the masks, that may be only just the beginning of what's coming next.
It's COVID the sequel, and Dr.
Yep.
Fauci's writing it.
Yep. Yep, you're right. You're right, and he's got to go. This guy's got to go. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks are coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We'll let you know what's changed, if anything. I really don't think anything has, but don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Tearing me apart.
Rainey from back in the day, and that's an oldie but goodie, Kyle. Loving, touching, squeezing.
I love that one.
Yeah, that's a great song. That's similar to, it had the same beat as song that I played earlier with Alana Miles, so I thought I would play that one too and get two for one, so to speak.
Yeah, 1979 Journey, and I love the format of that song. It's not a standard format, and it ends up great, and Steve Perry and Journey, amazing song.
Okay, take it away. You got a lot of stuff out west, and I got a bunch of stuff in the Midwest.
That's exactly right, Captain. We are continuing to track numerous winter storm warnings and advisories all across the western United States tonight. We definitely have more storms coming in into the Northern California area right now, in the Bay Area, but also into Southern California as well. But folks, if you're coming across I-80, coming out of Reno, heading towards Sacramento, for example, you've got a lot of snow. You've also got Donner Pass. It's now 17 degrees, and it's still several feet of snow expected in the next 24 hours.
Yeah, and let me interject something. They've had several multi-car pileups on 395 coming out of Reno, because that's a big long hill up there that goes up and down through there, and they've actually shut down 395 now if you're thinking about taking a back road up into Oregon.
Right, and that goes up through, say, Susanville and so forth. So, yeah, be very careful. Then also, of course, we're tracking, as we said, snow in that area, both north and south of I-80 as you're coming out of Reno. Also, you've got snow on I-5 coming up out of Redding. Also, if you're going to be in the Grapevine area north of Los Angeles, they're expecting some snow there as a result of this incoming storm. So be sure to check ahead if you have to be trucking through the Grapevine north of Los Angeles. You won't be sorry. Just check ahead. Then we've got snow outside of Medford, Oregon right now. Richard the Marine chimed in, 31 degrees, and sleet going on there right now. They've had snow on the ground in Portland, also Seattle, where they were playing the ball game there at Lumen Field, had to take snow off the field there. But also snow right now on the radar just outside of Boise, Idaho, where it's 26 degrees right now, also near Idaho Falls as well, 22 degrees, and snow in that area. All the way down through Utah, we've got winter weather warnings and so forth. Also, there were some avalanche watches that were in effect for that area as well, so you definitely want to be careful there. But let's take a look at a couple of quick temperatures, Captain, up in Montana right now. It looks like Helena has got negative 10 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Great Falls, Montana, at negative 20 degrees right now. So it is cold.
Yep.
So wherever you're going through, especially these mountain passes, we can't emphasize it enough, be very careful. Cabbage Hill registering black ice right now.
Yeah, you're hanging iron over a lot of these passes out west of the Sierra Nevadas and Sierra Madres. North Dakota, about two-thirds of the state is under a winter storm warning. That's moving to the east, I-94. Certainly, if you're up on I-94 right now, you're going to have some trouble. I-90 coming out of Montana, South Dakota, on down across all of South Dakota. You're going to be in snow. Same thing for south, going over into the southern part of Minnesota. You'll be in snow all the way across to Madison, Wisconsin, all the way across to the lake right now. The northern part of Minnesota, from Minneapolis north all the way to the Canadian border, is under a winter storm warning. And the driving conditions up there are treacherous, according to our friend George. Upper Peninsula of Michigan, snow. Detroit from Lake Erie all the way across to Lake Michigan. There's quite a wide swath of snow in there. The snow has expanded in upstate New York. It's now going all the way from Buffalo all the way to Boston, Massachusetts. And if you haven't got snow in Boston yet, you will. It's coming your way right off that lake, the way the winds are blowing, straight out of the west and taking it right straight across through into Massachusetts. Also, Connecticut, the higher elevations of Connecticut, snow. Albany, New York, snow. Catskill, New York, snow. All of the upper Wilkes-Barre, Scranton area, over across down to Harrisburg, down to the West Virginia line, snow. And then we've got dense fog all the way across I-10 tonight, Jacksonville to New Orleans, and then all the way, the entire state of Georgia, folks, folks, is under a dense fog advisory, as well as all of eastern Alabama, I-85, I-65 coming out of Mobile, South Carolina. You got it going up 995 all the way to Savannah. And then, if you're coming out of Laredo, or if you're going down to Laredo, you already know south of San Antonio you're going to run into dense fog all the way to Laredo. Please be careful. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And don't forget, everybody, to support the pilot and Flying J, because they are the ones that bring you the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and so much stuff to talk about tonight as far as the drivers go. But joining us right now, and are you ready, Fred? From FoundersCode.com. That's code with a C. C-O-D-E. FoundersCode.com is Denise Simon. Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, people were saying that they thought that your website was FoundersCove.com. Don't ask me how.
Oh.
So we got this straight
okay.
around. So we're going to make a special. We're going to make a special promo for you, since you don't have one. We'll make one for you, and we'll spell it out to the people.
Yay!
We are so good at that. Anyway, airlines. What the heck? Airlines, because of Omicron, the great Omicron, they've canceled more than 2,100 flights. Their flights canceled today. There were 1,000 canceled on Christmas Day. When are they going to get this mess straightened out?
Well, you know, the airlines need to, I don't know, I think they need to, like, step up their game here, because really where we are with this is there's an absolute panic over Omicron.
Yep.
And this thing is, I mean, if you really look at it, the studies and these reports, this thing is the flu.
That's right.
And they're treating this whole thing as though it's deadly. And, you know, it's not. This is where travel's going to be from now on?
Well, Fauci has promised it to get worse, but hold on. We got to go to break. Okay, folks, I'm coming right back. And by the way, it's actually more like the common cold. It lasts about 3 days, and that's what we're hearing everywhere around the world.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.